AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have a special guest in studio, and it's nice to have kind of a Tim and Tim show here, I guess. You know, we've got Dr. Timothy Detmer in studio with us. Tim, good morning.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
Good to see you. Yeah, this is kind of fun. We get a chance to find out a little bit more about different areas and so forth at the Mason City Clinic. And your expertise is in ear, nose, and throat, correct?
That's right.
Why don't you give us maybe a little bit of background about yourself here?
Sure.
I think you started as a young child in Mason City, and you've come back home this way.
That's right. I grew up in Mason City, went to Jefferson Elementary School, and we left about 1985 to Spencer, and I've been back now here for about 9 years when I finished training at the University of Iowa. So I joined the ear, nose, and throat practice here, as you said. And in ENT, we are specialized to treat different sinus problems, including allergic rhinitis. So they kind of go hand in hand, and so I was here to talk to you about allergic rhinitis a little bit.
How did you get interested, before we start talking about all the questions I've got for you, how did you get interested in this field? This something you thought about along the way, or you just got into it in school and thought, this is my thing?
I get that question a lot when people think of all the nasty stuff that comes out of your nose and, and in your throat and stuff. But it's good anatomy, and I like working with those kind of disorders. I like working with the people we see. We see all kind of age ranges of patients and people with different problems. It keeps it interesting.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it does. And you're in a field, and I was looking at some of the material that was passed along. One of five people in the United States affected with different kinds of allergies. And when you start with that, you know you're going to be a busy guy, that's for sure.
Yeah, a lot of allergy sufferers out there. And in developing countries like the United States, it's actually increasing in prevalence. And there's some theories for that. One would be the hygiene hypothesis, where we're just not exposed to the same kind of pathogens that we used to be, you know, like parasites and bacteria. And that really can affect your immune system when you're developing as a little child. And sometimes our immune systems will develop to be more allergic, actually, then.
Well, let's talk about the first question I have is, what are inhalant or environmental allergies?
Sure. We call that allergic rhinitis, when you're allergic to different things in the environment that you breathe in. And when you think about it, your immune system is really fascinating. It has to be able to differentiate between what is normal and what's abnormal or a threat to your body. And so when you're exposed to things in the environment like bacteria or viruses, your immune system has to know that that could be a danger to your body and create an immune response to fight that infection. Well, when people have allergic rhinitis, you can kind of think that your immune system is just a little bit haywire or malfunctioning in a way. And so your immune system actually reacts to things it's not supposed to react to, like pollen or animal dander, dust mites, mold spores, things in the environment that are normal.
Talk about some of the symptoms, and I can see some people out there right now nodding their head. Yeah, yeah. I got this. Oh yeah, I got this. But tell everybody about some of the systems of these type of allergies.
Sure. Well, kind of similar to a upper respiratory infection symptoms, because it's your immune system that's creating the response. And so when you catch a cold, it's similar symptoms to an allergy response. And that would include like a runny nose and congestion and itchy, watery eyes, post-nasal drip and a scratchy throat. So some people who have allergies don't realize, and they think they just catch a cold every spring and fall, but it actually could be an allergic rhinitis reaction.
And so, Winnie, in Iowa, are environmental allergens most severe? And maybe we touched on that here just a second ago with what you said. But and are there different irritants in the air at different times of the year?
Absolutely, yeah. In Iowa, we have all the plants are greening up right now outside as I look out the window here. And that's in the spring, the things that pollinate are the trees. And so a lot of times when people have a tree allergy, they really suffer in May. And then throughout the summertime, the grasses pollinate, and then the weeds kind of have their turn in the fall. So ragweed, that's a common ditch weeds, start pollinating in the fall, and that's when people in August and September get that typical hay fever.
Mm-hmm. Does age play a factor in the allergies, and do we sometimes outgrow these allergies?
Absolutely. Allergies usually develop before age 20. That's kind of when your immune system is developing. And so if people develop an allergic immune system, that happens before age 20 generally. So they don't usually pop up later on in life. And And so if you make it past stage 20 without allergies, you usually are home free. And one good thing about allergies, if you are allergic, is they tend to get better as you get older. One of the few things that gets better as you get older in the medical field.
And that's a good thing, too. Is maybe you can explain the difference, the treatments that you have at the Mason City Clinic for allergy sufferers and the preventative measures as well.
Yeah, if people make an appointment in our allergy clinic, we usually do some allergy testing first, and there's two ways we can do that. We like to do skin testing. With skin testing, we can get results within 15, 20 minutes to see if you're allergic or not, and then if you are allergic, we can actually see what you're allergic to. And sometimes we can't do skin testing, and so we can also do a lab test and then call you later with the results. But once we do the testing and figure out what a person's allergic to, we kind of talk about a three-pronged approach to treating those allergies. And the first would be avoidance techniques. That can be helpful. So once we know what a person is allergic to, we can give you some literature and ideas on how to avoid those things at home. Second approach would be medical management. There's a lot of good medicines out there. A lot of them have become over-the-counter now. You don't even need a prescription to get antihistamines or steroid nasal sprays.
And you got to kind of watch mixing and matching some of those things too, don't you? And obviously
yep.
See your doctor.
That's right. Yeah, and they're fairly safe, but you have to be a little bit careful. You don't overdo it on some of those medications. Antihistamines can certainly cause drowsiness, and that could be a problem for people in school or trying to learn, or if you're driving around and you don't want to fall asleep at the wheel.
True. And I understand you see patients at the Mason City Clinic as well as at a number of the outreach clinics, and you travel a little bit. You got about a 100-mile radius of Mason City where you work.
That's right. We do outreach clinics up in southern Minnesota and around northern Iowa, and we can see people in some of those clinics and do testing as well. And then another way we often treat allergies is with immunotherapy, and that's like a sublingual drops or allergy shots, and we can often institute those in people's local communities so they don't have to drive to Mason City to get allergy shots. The allergy drops are something that we're promoting now a little bit more. They've been around for a while but are getting more popular. With immunotherapy, we actually take what a person is allergic to. Once we do the testing, we figure out what a person is allergic to, and we give them small amounts of that allergen. And over time, your body can build up tolerance and to not only those things we treat you for, but everything in general that you might be allergic to. So it's really a novel way to treat allergies, and probably the best way to treat allergies, because it's the only way we can take a person and make their body, their immune system, less allergic.
Now you say give a drop. These are drops that go under the tongue, that type
yes,
of thing.
Yes, yeah, and the sublingual drops are gaining in popularity because they're more convenient and they're a little safer than the allergy shots. And so you can do that at home. You don't have to come into an allergy clinic to get a shot. And essentially, we give you a vial of of all the stuff you're allergic to, and you put some drops of that underneath your tongue every day, kind of make it your routine, like brushing your teeth, and then over time a person will become tolerant and less allergic.
It's got to be exciting for you in your field too to see the various developments in treating allergies and how that's changed even since you began your career.
Yeah, there's new medicines coming out occasionally, and then the sublingual immunotherapy is becoming a little more popular. And one thing that's changed with that in the last couple of years is that insurance companies are starting to cover the drops underneath the tongue. And so one of the prohibitive factors earlier was the cost, and now that's not quite as concerning to patients.
Very good. Maybe you can tell people the best way that you can contact you or other ear, nose, and throat specialists in your practice at the Mason City Clinic.
Sure. We can take patients without a referral. So if people are interested in coming in for an allergy evaluation, they can just call the clinic and make an appointment. Our clinic phone number is 641-494-5380, and so it can call anytime during the weekdays and make an appointment.
Do you we were talking about, I'm going to back up a little bit on that 100-mile radius of Mason City. What are some of the communities that you do travel to, Doctor?
Well, in Minnesota, we go to Albert Lea and Austin. We really enjoy going up there. We also head all the way east to Cresco and hit Algona to the west. We go down south to Iowa Falls, making sure I'm going to get my directions right around
here,
and the communities in between. So we have four ear, nose, and throat specialists, and we all travel about 2 days a week.
So it's good to make sure you get, if you're within the sound of KGLO, which has about a 100-mile radius coverage right now. If you're listening to us talk right now, Dr. Timothy Detmer can take care of you and the others at the Mason City Clinic, right?
That's right. We'd be happy to see you.
Anything else, Tim, that we didn't touch on that you wanted to get out to everybody today?
I think we covered it. I really appreciate you having me this morning.
Again, we've had Dr. Detmer in today with us, and he is an ear, nose, and throat specialist at the Mason City Clinic, and we hope you get an opportunity to visit with him real soon or others on the staff if you've got allergy problems, and there are a few of those out there right now. Doctor, again, good to see you.
Thank you very much.
AM 1300, KGLO.